First John 4. And then we'll go to Jude, and then we'll see what happens. Do you enjoy this as much as I do? I'm just having a blast. And all the intercession, prayer, the worship, the songs. So let me pull up. Oh, this was prophecy from this morning. Okay. John 4:17. First John, epistle. I'm sorry, I probably said John. Epistle, first epistle of John, chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. That's not a future tense. That's a capacity to be as he is in this world is what we are now reaching toward. This is how the glorification of the church will happen, because we will grow up into him who is the head, and from the head all that he is will flow from one another, members to each other, doing our part, releasing that life. And it's going to create a love storm that's going to lift us into the bliss of heaven and into the fullness and freedom. And we won't be a people of fear and competition. We'll be a people of love and completion. And it's just going to get so good. Really is. You don't have to believe me. It's just going to, God is not going to, his bride is going to be glorious. So goes on. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear. The word perfect in the New Testament is always a word complete. When something is completed, when something has grown into its maturity, when something, and completeness in the kingdom isn't like showroom perfection. That's man perfection. Completion is God walking into the backyard of his farm out in the country, and he takes you out to this old car, and he pulls the cover off, and it's like a 1937 Ford in pristine, restored condition. And it's because, I love this car. I've rebuilt the carburetor 17 times. Engine done it. I had to find this piece. I traveled across to get this chair. And that's completion. The idea of the completeness in restoration, recovery, and not the way we think of a baby when it's first born. Oh, they're perfect. And they are. But on the other side, where we have been just worked and reworked and worked and reworked and worked and reworked until, and when that love has been imparted and finds hosting our hearts, it casts out fear. Walks in, goes, we don't need the fear over there. No fear of me. We don't need to be anxious over that. Don't have to worry about this. Now, why would we need fear? Love's here. Then he says, because fear involves torment. Fear hosts punishment. That's what it literally means. It holds punishment with it. In anticipation of something awful happening, something bad. It expects bad things. Fear expects a bad thing. That's why we go into massive control, to try to prevent the bad thing from coming. That's why fear is a tormenting entity. It came at the fall, and it was driven out at the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we're learning that's ours, our inheritance. So he says, there's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Which isn't that, that's good news, right? How many times have you been afraid yet already today? I lost count. Fear all the time, right? Anxious this, anxious that, anxious this. It can be a dread. It can be a, oh no, what does this mean? So fear is a real entity that is yet to be fully driven out. When it's fully driven out, the church will be in glory. Therefore, each of us individually are going, okay, well, let me ask you, how many wouldn't mind having perfect love drive out all your fear? Would anybody be, anybody resist? No, I like my fears. No, because it does torment, doesn't it? It makes you, it takes up. So we love because he first loved us. So I want to show you now in Jude 20. I've been drawn to this scripture for weeks now. And I think it's ripe in the releasing. You all know it, so it's not nothing new. But verse 20, And this is again where we'll begin to see faith and love in action, which seemingly not mentioning hope, yet it is actually the synergy of creating the fresh, the hope against hope, the hope of God coming alive. So in we're going to look in Jude chapter 20, verse 20. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. There's something about faith that has to be present for love to be experienced. Just concluding that more and more. If I do not believe what God says about his son, and I not believe the love that God says is for me in his son, I will be hard-pressed to experience the love in his son because I have to come to his son in faith. Faith is the beginning point. Faith is the connecting. So when I build myself up on my most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, speaking in English or your native tongue, but spirit-led prayer, spirit kind of directed prayer that's availing into the like Christ-likeness, into the agreement with the Bible and what he says, that builds us up on our most holy faith. And when that happens, something starts to generate. And we'll look at it, and if we don't, it's in Ephesians 3, Paul's prayer at the end of the chapter. It starts to cause Christ to dwell in our heart by faith. He starts to take residence in us, even though he was already there, and all of a sudden he's making himself known, or we're noticing he's here. I don't know which one it is, kind of both. He's making himself known, and we're noticing he's here. Whoa, yeah. And once faith starts to take a hold, the next thing is that rooted and grounded in love starts to be witnessed. See, there's love. Whoa, he loves me, yeah. With love like that, you know it can't be bad. Love. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Verse 21. Watch this. This is so good. And I'll read some notes in a moment. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. All right, everybody, the rest of your week, I want you to keep yourself in the love of God. There's nothing in the Bible that is spoken that we cannot enter into. It's not a command that we can't do. It's an invitation we can enter in. Keep yourself. Guard, value, recognize the love of God is the primary thing. Therefore, place yourself inside and stay and remain in the love of God. Now again, as soon as fear comes, bing, that room of separation takes place to me, not to God, to me. I go, oh, this is not a good place. He said, well, come back in to the love of God. Step inside. Let love take place. Keep yourself in the love of God. How do you do it? Looking for mercy. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ into eternal life. Into is a better word than unto. So let's just take a moment because it's going to help. If perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves an expectation of a punishment. It's holding punishment with it. And he who fears is not made perfect in love. Fear then expects bad things. But love expects good things. Mercy of our Lord. Looking. The word looking is hosting, hospitality. Welcome, mercy. Hello. I'm keeping myself in love of God. I'm anticipating mercy's going to show up any moment. Have you seen mercy yet? Mercy's coming today. How do you know? Because he always comes with Jesus Christ. And, oh, keeping myself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of God. Or, fear has torment. Oh, no. Excuse me. I don't need you. Love. Something good's going to happen. See, that is like a force. That's life. That's love then starts driving out the fear because you're instead of going, he loves me, but what if something bad happens? No, you're actually saying he loves me. So I'm worried about the bad. I'm expecting the good. And it's an expectation of good that you get to dwell in. And where is it taking us? Into eternal life. Into eternal life. The fear of death, which is the opposite of the idea of eternal life, is death, puts us in torment or subject to slavery, Hebrews chapter 2 says. So this looking unto the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, eternal life, I'm entering in. But you see, the praying in the tongues or praying in the Holy Spirit to build yourself up in your holy faith. You see, the faith has to be to the level of who Jesus Christ is to experience the love that Jesus Christ carries. Yes. I'll read you a couple of thoughts and then we'll pray. Oh, bless you. These are just notes that I wrote to myself. Inside of love. Okay. Nothing can separate Romans 8, which is the war is over love and the war is won by love, with love. Love is everything. That's why the world's in such chaos, because it's absent of love. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Come on, baby. It's true. I mean, everybody, correct? Congressional hearings, heads of states, countries, economies, people, everybody's trying to solve the world with righteousness. Righteousness is an enemy of love. Because all the righteousness you're seeing is self. Self-righteousness, the working of self, the righteousness that is acquired in the law by observing what these principles, therefore I am righteous, none of that releases love. It fights love. It identifies anything contrary that's as a threat to its righteousness, so therefore it's not love first, it's righteousness first. But love is, let's cover how many sins can we cover today? How many multitudes of sins can I cover today? How many people can I forgive today? How can I forgive a whole nation? Maybe I'll forgive a whole nation today. Maybe I'll forgive all of California. I mean, what did Jesus say? You can forgive six people over 6 months, and out of that, we'll then release life. But after that, all your forgiveness is run out. No, he said you can forgive the same person 70 times times 70 in one day. And whoever sins you remit, I'll remit them. Whoever sin you retain, I'll let them stay. So, it's so good. So good, so good, so good, so good. Keeping yourself in the love of God, looking, awaiting, hosting the mercy of Christ Jesus. This thought came to me this week, and it's kind. You brought me out of fear, not by removing the threats, but by your love casting out fear. Love is greater than fear. You love us, and mercy comes to meet us. God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Jesus loved the church, so he gave himself for her. The Holy Spirit takes all this love and pours it into our heart. God loves the world, sends his son. His son says, I'm in because I've got a bride, a beautiful church I'm seeing already. I'm giving, and I'll wash with the water. And we talked about that 9 o'clock. And the Holy Spirit says, I get to have all the fun. I'm going to go around and love people. I'm going to act. I'm going to take Father's love. Jesus. See, all the love of God, all the love of God is in his son. He loved the world, so he gave his son. It didn't come out of his son when the resurrection happened. It's still found in his son. You can't find love apart from Christ. But if you find Christ, all the love of God is there. That's where Romans 8 says, nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, I'm just going to read because some of this is more lucid than I am. The love of Jesus for his church is far beyond any love we have known in covenant love in marriage. Millions times stronger and perfect. The union of the communion, the unity of the community is found in our head, Christ, from whom all love flows. Love is not found in righteousness, but in forgiveness. The first order of love is forgiveness. The first response of love will be always forgiveness, because it's the way love is communicated. Hope is the storyline we live in. It is our bright and beautiful future given to us in Christ, communicated in promise and assured in his faithfulness. Hope is fluid, always able to become good. Faith and love are constant, never changing truth in Christ. Hope has all flexibility and freedom to adapt truth into the current place with the mercy of Christ. If fear expects torment, punishment, then love expects mercy, salvation. Romans 8 is the war, and it's over love, and it's won in love. And what does that mean in practicalness? The question I ask, I have to recognize the Lord's asking, do I take care of myself, or do I let him love me? The two don't work at the same time. Taking care of myself is a fear-based, you know, trying to protect myself, like the sparrow and the, you know, I'm going to take care of myself. Or do I let him love me? Love expects mercy. Why does God save us? Because he loves us. Why does God heal us? Because he loves us. Why does God help us in any way or do anything? Because he loves us. That's why faith works through love. Just as grace comes to us through faith, we are saved by grace through faith. Faith is that comes through love. I won't go there. I'll say that. Love is found in forgiveness, and faith is found in love. Self-righteousness is in our fears as we lust to control what we cannot control. I don't know about you. I tried that every way imaginable, to control what I can't control. But God uses our lust to bring out our corruption so we can be saved in his love. Fear wants to control. Love wants to forgive. Control wants to prevent, and forgiveness wants to release. Did you get that? This answer. Fear wants to control. Love wants to forgive. Love's first response. I want to forgive somebody. I want to cover something. Control wants to prevent. Forgiveness wants to release. That's why the world is out of control. Because God loves it. He won't control it. Love expects good things. Fear expects bad things. Love is the only permission that faith will work with or work from. All other places, self-righteousness, law, works, even promise, will leave us wanting of faith and dependent on works. Inside of love is faith. Inside of faith is hope that does not disappoint because the love of God is poured into our hearts. God put all his love into the world, all his love for the world inside his son. Then he gave him as an offering. Jesus gave all of his love for the church and gave himself for us. Holy Spirit takes all of Jesus' love and Father's love and pours it into our hearts. Isn't that a beautiful thought? Love is eternal. It's faith, hope, and love. They abide, and love is eternal. And we're getting ready to touch that. I mean, it's actually here right now, the love of God, because Romans 5:5 says that the hope does not disappoint because the love of God is poured into our heart through the Holy Spirit given to us. When love is present, fear cannot be. When fear is present, love is not yet perfected. When we keep ourselves in the love of God, it is to an expectancy of good things. Mercy shall be in mercy. Jesus Christ, after the resurrection, was known as the Savior. He was prophesied in his Savior role that he would acquire through his resurrection. Now he can save anything, anyone, everyone, any way, any day, any time. So that's why the rooting and grounding in love is the fruit of faith of Jesus dwelling in our heart that comes from the power, the glory of God. I'll show you that, and then we'll close. This prayer is probably, for me, right now, just like This is a power prayer. It's not a discovery prayer, but it is discovering in the power. Chapter 3, verse 14. Are we still good? Just 5 more minutes? Just feel something good. I don't know where I am. Ephesians 3, 14. Oh. Romans is where we'll go. We'll probably start next week because they got all these prophecies about warring and love. And I got a lot of insight into that immediately and confirmation and new doors opened out of it. So I think we got to go into that because you actually, the war is over love and the war is won with love. That's why love has always got to be present. Once absent, the war is lost. But there's never a place where love is lost because it is never fails. And nothing can separate us from the love of God. So we learn to hold, we learn to value or receive. And I think that's what Jesus is doing and why we're praying this way, because he's about to love us really good. Not that he loved us less last week, but we're about to get faith. And once the faith increases, then the receptors come alive. And once the receptors come alive, then the love starts being experienced. And once love starts being experienced, we start letting it pour out of us to each other. And then the whole love storm takes over. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. This will close today. We can get ready, a little bit of worship, because we talk about we got to go higher. What do you need today? It's in Jesus Christ. What do you need tomorrow? In Jesus Christ. What do you need from your job? It's in Jesus Christ. What do you need in your marriage? It's in Jesus Christ. What do you need in your neighborhood? It's in Jesus Christ. Whatever we need in our body, it's in Jesus Christ. So here God is, the Father of all the families of the earth and heaven, Jesus Christ, the high priest of our confession, interceding, mediating, is there. And the Father says, okay, son, let's give these guys help. And so accordingly, from the riches of the glory, God says, which are in Christ, Holy Spirit, you have constant access both to heaven and earth at all times. You can access both heaven and earth continually. You can bring heaven to earth and earth into heaven. You can do anything because you are the communicator, the one who brings the substance of who God is. And it says, Holy Spirit, we need you to do something. Over there, you see the riches of glory, which is my grace, unmerited favor out of my love through my son's victory for his triumph, what he has accomplished. You see that over there, that vault and beautiful warehouse of glory. I want you to go, and I want you to, from there, I want you to begin to take dunamis might, strength, might, riches. I want you to grab that. Holy Spirit, now take it and run it over to Jubilee and stick it in their inner man. Stick it in their inner man, not their outer man, their inner man. There's two of us in this room. Each of us, there are two of us right here. Stick it in there. So in the name of Jesus, we invoke this prayer of the Apostle Paul, that the Father of all glory, the Father of all families, both in heaven and earth, would grant us, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened us with might through his Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We receive you, Holy Spirit, to pour out into our being the love of God, the mercies of God, the anticipation of the blessings of God, the strength, the might, the witness of Jesus Christ. We receive you. Come on, there's no limitation. There's no limitation and there's no after problems. This is good. Now, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. The faith boost comes from the power of God. You need a faith boost, you need a power boost. The power of God shocks us back into the truth of God, which is where faith comes from in hearing the word of God. The word of God that we heard long ago, we haven't heard for a while because it kind of dwindled in its sound and the hope began to disperse. But now the Spirit of God is causing their strength in our inner man, and the strength of our inner man is awakening back to the truth of Jesus Christ, and he's coming up. 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 He's rising up. He's rising up. Yeah, let's all stand up. That's the first step of resurrection, is to stand up. Stand up. Rise and shine. Yes, stand up. Stand up. In faith, he's standing up. We're more aware of him, and he's more demonstrating in us. But he says then that being rooted and grounded in love. So look at your feet, and you're immersed inside love. Love is where your future is. Love is where your presence is, and your present is, and your past. You're in love, rooted and grounded. You're stabilized. You're keeping yourself in God's love, looking for mercy. Where's the mercy? It's coming. I know it's coming. I'm expecting mercy wherever I was afraid. Instead of fearing torment, I'm expecting good things. Now, in this posture, this place, we comprehend, we apprehend, we take hold with all of the brothers and sisters, saints, the width, the length, the depth, the height, the width, the length, the depth, the height, the width, the length, the depth, the height. And know, experience the love of Christ. Wherever you were, he would have found you. Whatever you did, he would have recovered you. Whatever stole from you, he would bring you back. He is a lover, and he will not leave one of his sons or daughters alone. That's why he gave everything to have you. Jesus Christ loves you. He's not about to leave you in the state you're in, because you're going to be glorious, beautiful, brilliant bride. There we are, there we are, there we are. So the fullness of God can begin to fill us. Fill us, fill us, fill us. Go ahead, just rise up in him. Receive him descending into you. Worship you inside of love, inside of love. I'm inside of love, inside of Christ. I worship you inside of love, inside of Christ. I worship you. I'm healed in you. I'm delivered by you. I'm expecting you. More mercy, more mercy, more mercy. I'm inside of love. It's where you are. Declare it. Declare it. I'm inside of love. I'm delivered inside. I'm redeemed inside. I'm made whole inside. Inside. I'm keeping myself inside the love of God.
Rooted and grounded.
just rise up with me again into the head, the faith, speaking in other tongues for a moment, or speak out promises or declarations. The head, Jesus Christ, complete, perfect in every way, never leaving us, never forsaking us, a redeemer, deliverer. He is our wisdom from God. He is our righteousness from God. He is our sanctification from God. He is our redemption from God. He is our healing and our deliverer. He is our baptizer in the Holy Spirit. He is everything, all in all. He is the head. We are his body. He fills us all in all. All in all, the fullness of him. We are the fullness of him, being filled by him. All in all. He paid for it. He paid for it. Jesus paid for it. Jesus paid for it, so it's ours. Faith rises. Love grows. Faith rises. Love grows. Rises, love grows. You are more than competent, more than able. Now take your hand and place it on your neighbor next to him and just release now the power of God, the love of God into their life to answer every problem they're facing, every fear that's chasing them. Let mercy come. Just declare mercy now come. Mercy come. Run through the body of Jesus Christ. Run through the body of Jesus Christ. Healing, deliverance, salvation, victory, miracles, transformation, glory, glory, glory. Run through the body of Jesus Christ. Run through the body. One thing I almost forgot, because it all feels so perfect. Why would you need it? We need to forgive. We need to release the forgiveness of Jesus Christ by how we're all known. We're known in heaven as the forgiven. We're the most valued of God's creation because of only part of creation that was ever forgiven. We are the forgiven. So now that person next to you, release that the forgiveness of God fill them, find them, uncover them, release them, liberate them, and forgiveness flow to them, through them, and from them. Forgiveness, release, forgiveness, release. Everyone being released. You don't have to meet somebody's expectation or criteria. You are who God called you to be, and you're forgiven, and you're full, and you're known, and we release forgiveness. Forgiveness, extend to the capital of the United States of America. Extend to Beijing and Hong Kong. Extend to Jerusalem and Gaza. Extend into the land, into the world, into the hearts of men. Forgiveness. There's so much happening. We could go on for hours, and we will one day. We will one day. But because so much of this has grown corporately and individually, God would grow us individually and corporately together. Whatever the Lord's doing and you're sensing, whatever you take away from today, take it away with you and go be there again tomorrow or this afternoon and then again the next day. And let your discoveries of his love begin to become your notebook and your phone and your place of habitation, enjoyment, and delight. Circumstances do not define us. Life is not who we are outside, it's who we are inside. And the strength of heaven comes to the inward man, not the outward man. It will affect the outward man. Thank God for that. But it always has to land on the inward man, the receptor, the heart, the spirit. But then it brings this faith awareness of great Jesus Christ dwelling. And with that, the love awareness that's in us, in Him. Lord, you said for a month we would be in baptism of love. You said we would be in an active access point into heavenly realms for these last couple of weeks. So we have another week of that. I don't know if you'll extend those, how they'll go. I think they go forever because all of it leads to eternal life. But I'm asking you as we go here that every person in here becomes an active love magnet for heaven. A love magnet with mercy, anticipation, and grace, and all the things that would create for each individual member to grow up into Him. Lord, we bless our worship with just the greatest sound and songs that they've ever yet to hear of the Holy Spirit singing over them. We declare that it will carry the sounds of heaven, the songs of the bride, of the glorious love of God for the bride of Jesus Christ into our worship, and our worship will ascend to give glory to the great, glorious King, the lover of our life, our Redeemer, our Deliverer. Oh, and the love of God that He has for His body will be sung over the body, and the body will come alive in the sound of the song of the love of the Beloved. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, there will be remembrance, thanksgiving, and praise of the prophetic, of the future, and of that is coming. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, the Holy Spirit come a present, the sealing spirit of promise, sealing us into the truth of gospel salvation and awaken faith in Jesus in a fresh way. Sealing us with Christ, sealing us so that we might know for certain that the guarantee of the inheritance and the redemption of the purchased possession are indeed present in Holy Spirit. Carry us into more and more encounters individually and corporately until you are present in such an overwhelming flood that you are ready to welcome in thousands and thousands and thousands of sons and daughters who are lost at the moment outside from the hell. But they'll come in and they won't be overwhelmed, the house of God. They'll be absorbed into the house of God. There will be an adoption process already in place, not by man, not by programs, but by Jesus causing the spirit of adoption. Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. So, Lord, I pray that blessing. Let us each grow up into the head on this week. Grow up our hope alive. Get it firmly rooted in the faith and the love and all of the things that you provide for us through Jesus Christ, by the person of the Holy Spirit. You ready? And we got a, what? It's like a pass to Disneyland. This is like go to the Star Wars galaxy without anybody in there. There's no crowds. It's like you could go as far and deep as you want. It's like VIP pass for us. Yeah, Lord, let us use it well. Let it grow up well in us. Let it fit on us well. Let it flow out of us freely in Jesus' name. All right, I will stop now. Okay. Goodbye. Thank you. The ministry team, come on up. Yeah. Ministry team.